Blog Talk Radio.
Newsreel of the stars. Dateline Hollywood 1930, the Warner Brothers studio. Here at the studio's new animation department, the artists toiled endlessly to come up with cartoon stars, ultimately creating three new characters, the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot.
Oh, yes!
Unfortunately, the Warner kids were totally out of control. The trio ran amok throughout the studio. Until their capture. The Warner's films, which made absolutely no sense, were locked away in the studio vault, never to be released. As for the Warners themselves, they were locked away in the studio water tower, also never to be released. Publicly, the studio has disavowed any knowledge of the Warners' existence to this very day, when the Warners escaped.
On the line, I'm like, okay, it didn't even say Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know, maybe it just doesn't like you.
Who knows? It said the number was unavailable. Oh, well.
Oh, we'll have Ghetto call in.
We'll see if it happens to Ghetto, too. If that's him, he probably won't even call in if that happens.
Find out.
Yep.
See if it works for him.
Yep.
But yeah, I should probably mention this right now during, nobody's tuned in. But for those, who are expecting for Splane to be up on here with us for his interview, that's being rescheduled for May. Pretty much, Splane can't do it since, Splane's family was involved in the bombings that happened in Boston yesterday. We'll be rescheduling that for May. What the fuck? And we have Mandy with us.
Hello.
The hell?
Well, Gilgi just tried calling and it said, all circuits are busy.
Wow. I'm having trouble tonight.
Bad for you, you try to call and you got a fucking ring. For him, it says all circuits are busy.
I got a ring and then I let him ring all the way through and said, we're sorry, this number is unavailable. Please try your call again later.
Okay, there we go, ghetto.
I'm sorry, but all circuits are busy right now.
Shit, what the hell is up with Blog Talk? It's fucking up tonight.
It's that fucking Illuminati again.
Probably is.
Fucking assholes.
First they tried blowing people up, and now they're fucking up Blog Talk.
You know, some people are just idiots. And half those idiots are on my fucking Facebook.
So how do you feel about your part of the world, you know, being attacked so often?
Man, that's just fucking nuts.
And on top of that, wasn't that Slane album called, like, the Boston something or other?
Boston Project.
Exactly. Dropping a CD called that. Freaking bomb goes off in Boston. Blog Talk don't work. Freaking, we get a tsunami here.
I think it's funny how so much of my Facebook goes. Damn, gotta love Colt Ford. Definitely the first country rapper worth listening to. Have you not heard fucking Haystack or Boondocks?
Well, I guess they mean full-on country music.
I don't know. I never heard.
I don't even know who that person is either.
I mean, it's two of us.
But there's a nice lineup for the Mighty Death Pop Tour. Moonshine Bandits and Kung Fu Vampire.
So country beats vampire. Interesting.
Yeah, I guess they had to do something since, you know, everybody else is off the label.
I just love how people just, you know, randomly hit you up out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah? Like who?
Like this dude, Rez Psycho.
And they said what?
I don't know, we just said, what up, fam?
Man, I don't even get that anytime. Nobody fucking talks at all.
Yeah, but it's funny because, you know, no one talks to me ever either. Except now this dude just randomly hits me up.
Well, what does he want to know?
All he asked was what's up.
Well, give him a response.
I responded saying chilling, and he hasn't said anything. He's not saying he hasn't said anything back.
Well, that's interesting.
So you fail, my friend. You suck. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Enjoy your tsunami.
What? How do you know he has a tsunami?
I don't know. I'm just taking a guess.
I'm just saying, man, it fucking was pouring over here, man. Like, fucking water, like, you know, filling up your shoes and shit.
Well, apparently, this dude's supposed to be an artist.
Well, that makes sense now.
Well, it's funny because.
Yeah, oh, it all makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. You know, when you click on his Reverb Nation link, and it says page not found.
Well, maybe he's not really an artist.
I don't think so either. Unless he spelled fucking Reverb Nation wrong.
That could be.
Or his fucking name.
How do you misspell your name.
I don't know. Fucking James misspelled Boston.
Man, he was probably typing that in a hurry, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Reverb Nation still works for me, so.
Yeah, it works for me.
Page.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm gonna let him know, but I don't really give a fuck to. So, yeah. Probably has shitty music anyways.
Well, that's not very nice.
That's so bad. Even Reverb don't want you to fucking hear it.
That was like Enigma Arcane earlier, man. She sent me a message back on Reverb, and I didn't even really want anything. I was just saying what's up because I have to put a message in when I add people.
Yeah, she needs to make her music fucking downloadable.
Why don't you just hit her up and tell her you want a song?
I can get it, because I definitely want that fucking Vex track that she didn't buy her.
I don't know, man. Whatever the hell she performs live or whatever, man, those songs are pretty good. I don't know what the hell they are, though.
I can tell you which ones she's done live.
Well, I mean, they give the titles on her or whatever, but I don't know how to find them because they're not anywhere.
Let's see. Damn, this is like a long time ago. It's back at fucking Stella Blues. What's this fucking waving?
Oh, yeah? Were you there?
No, but I do. But I do know. I know the venue. Fucking Stella Blues is like, along with fucking Toad's Place, like the only two fucking venues like really actually worth going to up in fucking New Haven. Other than that, fucking New Haven just doesn't have that many good venues. Period. Oh, Dominic Pearson, thank you for liking the pick, but it'd be nice to be tuned the fuck in.
And which pick might that be?
The fucking one with the demon. The Anvil. The Anvil consume you all. Tune in, Juggalo Rider Radio. Dude liked the pick and shared it.
Well, that's helping no one.
Yeah, because he's not even tuning the fuck in. Idiot.
Man, I actually had a few people say they're going to tune in for the interview. And, well, there is no interview.
Yeah.
And, like, even Adam was, excited for the interview and whatnot. But, yeah, now we just got to deal with his wildness.
Yep. Unfortunately. I looked at the show coming up. When and where? It's a free show. I just love how when, people put up fucking flyers for shows, they don't put a fucking date for it.
Kind of like Chris.
No.
So, yeah, pretty much. Oh, wait, never mind. There it is, April 4th. It already passed.
See, I see that you're right on time.
He's always on time. Just always about 2 weeks late.
I can definitely see if I can find out these orders. That would
damn it, Havoc. I'm going to need you to take your clock and put the time forward about 5 hours so you could be on schedule with everybody else.
Well, this is the first time I've actually been to her entire fucking Facebook page in a while.
I thought you were about to say this is the first time I've ever been to her box. Uncharted territory.
I'd definitely want a box I would love to get into.
I don't know, man. If you two stood next to each other, man, that'd be really weird.
Yeah, because I'd be taller than she is.
You taller than somebody? That's just awkward.
But she's literally like a fucking midget, and you're short, too.
So then we know the difference is between a midget and a dwarf.
Whoever's got the Mack truck going, fuck you.
Probably Chris.
No.
Probably Mandy.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
Right. Yeah, right. Mandy usually has her things on, like, full blast.
She always has on full blast.
No, I don't.
Up, so no. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
That explains everything.
Yeah. Yeah,
really does.
How does it explain everything?
Exactly.
You always say it, so somehow it does.
It's always fun using people's things against them.
It is.
Like, you know, my dad always says some bullshit, like, there's always that hope, you know? So whenever he says some bullshit, I'm like, there's always that hope. Like, if you ask me to do something.
Nice.
That works.
Yeah. Or, like, you know, how my entire family always says, I can't do everything. So when they ask me something, well, I can't do everything.
I just want to try to find out these orders that she did the show with.
Okay, then. Find them.
I'm trying.
Except for the one. I don't want that one.
Yeah, that one fucking sucked.
Sounds like a chipmunk.
Actually, Enigma's actually never done a track on Melissa Movia. Or
no,
a show.
No. Yeah, she did a show with her. But she said she liked her music and shit. But I do not. She said that she's short, too.
Melissa Moria? Yeah, she's definitely short.
Because she said pretty much a bunch of people on that show or whatever, man, were a bunch of short people.
Actually, yeah. It's actually really funny, too, because of the fact I actually met fucking Melissa Moria, I think, about twice. And I literally fucking tower over her.
Damn. I'll feel like a fucking giant then.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Be like the great Khali and Hornswoggle.
The next tag team champions.
God, I hope not.
Yeah. I think we all hope not.
They got about as many moves as the Shield.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think they may have more moves than the Shield.
They probably do.
With what? Their one move?
They got, what do they got? He does that slap shit. Does a little choke slam thing. And then, you got the little, what was it? Grabs their head and shit. And then Hornswoggle got the, you know, tadpole splash.
Yeah. And then the fucking buddy people's ankles.
So there's all that, man, to their kicking and punching and spearing.
Stop for, bitch. No, that's right. But I'm definitely going to have Enigma send me Vex and Escape. So I don't have Escape or Vex yet, or Soul Stealer.
I see. Well, what the hell label is she on?
I don't think Enigma is a part of any label, actually.
Oh, so that would mean there's no CDs then?
Not as of yet.
Well, then, yeah, then you should be able to, you know, just ask her to send you tracks since, you know, there's not any merch available.
Yeah, she can definitely do that. But, let's see, I'm here to get those two tracks, or three, because I already have three tracks by her. Well, two tracks by her and one track that features her.
I have one track.
What track would that be?
Ascending.
Yep, I got that one. I got that, Red Flags, and I got, turn your damn Mack truck off before I smack you.
Yeah, Chris, just tell him to tune in.
Yeah, Chris.
I don't even have anything going on. That's on my fucking phone. How about we mute Mandy and see if it happens again?
Wait, what the fuck is going on?
Next time your phone vibrates, you're getting muted.
Yep.
Well, I didn't know that y'all can hear it. I'm sorry. I can go turn that pager off. Hold on.
Say pager?
Yeah, turn it off.
Who the hell has a pager?
Okay. I'm sorry, but that's getting in the box for 5 minutes.
Damn, man. She wasn't expecting it to go off right there. She's like, shit.
Well, she got the box for 5 minutes. Now let's see her bitch to me on Facebook.
Why does everybody say that and then nobody says anything?
Yeah.
Oh, she says I do it all the time, even though I don't. And yet she always does it. So, just waiting.
Well, you do always bitch about something.
But I don't bitch to her on Facebook. I don't really give a fuck to.
No, but you bitch to me in ghetto. That's even worse.
Nah, really.
I don't even know if you could really call that bitching.
Yeah, I guess not.
I'm not really sure what you would call that.
We would call it christening.
Say christening?
Yeah.
So basically, religion has to be nice. Which is a total bullshit.
That's the last thing we need.
Oh, she sent me a message on Facebook.
Run for your life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A5 pizza.
And she said she turned the vibrate setting off.
Damn, she's vibrating over there. We all know what you're doing.
Yeah, Mandy.
Oh, yeah, that looks safe. Let's hang this swing off a tree over a lake.
Let's do it.
Come on,
I'm Steve-O. Welcome to Jackass.
Come on, that's not fat kid friendly right there. I bet you a fat person sat on that, they'd go sinking, okay?
Let's try it with Don Vito.
Seems how it's connected to, like, you know, like a very slim type palm tree thing.
Well, gentlemen, here you go. This is Enigma Arcane with Red Flags.
Did you just upload this?
Red flag, friends, signals of recognition. Every female fucking listen. Ignoring red flags, what have you? Based on wearing toe tags. into the world. He'll keep you locked in your home while he fucks with a new girl. Red flag, he'll make threats that were never provoked. He'll fabricate his own story and now you're getting choked. Red flag, known for immediate aggravation. His swift anger will lead to your silent vexation. As you sit and contemplate whether you love or hate, he's constructing a plot to rain all over your face. The best thing to do is grab a knife and say we're through. Change your contact info when there's no getting to you. Just ignore the soft feelings, they were never 50-50. Brush him off if he gets all lovey-dovey and shifty. Cause he's not worth your pain, your well-being or time. He's not worth the blood stain, let the bruises heal, you'll be fine.
Bound to the core, left the heart so sore. You better learn now, before you get any more. A red flag stands out like wings of a crow. You don't see it, I know, because he's killing you slow.
I did just upload that.
Man, when the first time I read that damn track title, I thought it was going to be about some gang shit.
Nope.
I was like, did she really make a gang song? And then it was about other red flags.
Nope, that's the only red flag track that she did.
No, I just took it the wrong way from the red flags.
Actually, that track is actually featured on the JR Mixtape Volume 4, female edition.
Damn. I don't even remember that.
That was like the very first full female mixtape that we did.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember that song, though.
Yeah, it was track 7 up on there. Let's see here. Man, there's a lot of fucking artists, morphing artists up on it. I forgot we're up on there.
Wait,
fucking.
Man, what are you talking about, man? Track number 7 is apparently Illegal Swing Your Hair.
It's track 6.
Actually, it's track 8.
He's off by a track.
Track 8 is Miss Kisa.
Not by this thing that I downloaded.
You downloaded the wrong one.
I downloaded it off of DatPiff.
Well, that explains it. DatPiff is never fucking... Oh, that's right. I forgot. When I uploaded that to DatPiff, it wanted to let me upload certain tracks because they were quote-unquote somebody else's beat.
Gotta love DatPiff. They won't allow you to upload anything.
Hell no.
Sure as hell can't upload So Sick Social Club.
Nope.
Jeez, somebody exploded. I heard you farting over there, don't lie.
That wasn't me. Well, yeah, anyways. I think it's funny how Melissa's movie is track number one up on that.
Are you sure about that?
It's just bogus frizzy. Fuck.
Okay. Oh, yeah, fuck. That.
Yeah. You got Temerity. Okay, I'm past them. Just the name ever. Cop Killer, which, you know, of course, her homegirl don't like her much anymore. You got Miss Lunatic, Digital Sway, Legal, Clown Angel, Rose, the Fallen One.
Yeah, whatever happened to her?
I have no clue. And look, it's Ghetto's best friend, Blue Shaka.
What the fuck is that?
Who the fuck would take a name like that?
I don't know. She's the one who came up with the name. I think she was
that?
All. She was like all fucked up in the head. That track, Daddy's Little Princess.
Oh yeah.
So your name is Blue Shaka. This track is Daddy's Little Princess. Well, that's nice. Great message for the kid.
And then you got Tor up on that, which is funny because Tor is the only chick that we actually have on a fucking mixtape. Who was a part of America's American Idol?
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. Whitney Payton, Loisy, fucking Reaper. Let's get him. You should remember Reaper. Fucking Miss Kisses. Fucking Kisses' friend that was called in.
Nope.
They got Novalee, Dead Body Bitches. They're dope as all hell. I mean, we've had the chance to do an interview with them like a while back.
Man, I remember Digital Sway, man. Whatever happened to that girl?
Maybe her track became true. Maybe she became a porn star.
Is she still on MySpace?
I don't know if she is. I'm laugh.
Because there was one song on there, whatever, that I liked. It was always stuck in my head and shit. It sure as hell wasn't this I'm a porn star song, that's for sure.
Still exists.
She still have music on her?
Oh, I don't know if she's on Facebook. MySpace, but I found her up on fucking Reverb.
Oh, she ain't gonna have nothing on there.
Got a track called Here to Dance, Outshine, Who Bad, Under, City Lights, and Shortness of My Breath.
Yeah, I don't want any of those songs.
But are you sure it's not I'm a porn star that's never stuck in your head?
No, it was not. Oh, what the hell, I forgot the damn dot.
Well, that works.
So it's not going to go to the website.
But I think we should find a shitload more female artists and put out another female like all female mixtape.
Yeah, because that goes over so well all the time.
Or we can just do like a whole other mystery box.
We don't have anything to put on anything.
Well, sure we do. Get a good diet of hooker.
That was the last mixtape.
I still want to know how the hell you're going to diet a hooker.
That's Dawn.
I'm sorry, but if I talk to her, I'll just become brain dead.
Well, I don't know how to put that.
Chris, unmute the 207.
Okay.
What up, Adam?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Adam, I'm sorry, but there is no interview tonight.
No interview? Oh, man. That is a bummer, dude. This sucks.
Well, you know what? You can blame the fucking bomber.
The what?
I said you can blame the Boston bomber.
This that song right here.
Yeah, too bad. That's on reverb.
Alright, yeah. This is one of them.
Why do we blame him? I'm going to blame him anyway because he talked to her, but...
No, wait, maybe this ain't the song. Maybe I'm lying.
But, no, because, pretty much Swain's family was involved in the bombing that happened in Boston, so he will not be with us.
That's a sad thing, man. Prayers out for that ninja man. For that man.
Well, I don't think he's a juggalo, but,
Well, what's going on with Ghetto G and Havoc tonight, y'all? Whoop, whoop.
Listen to a girl with very bad auto-tune, but I like some of her songs.
Hell yeah.
Got some nice titty.
She got some nice
wife. Kid, that girl with the fucking paint on her ass that was glowing in the dark that you posted up there, Ghetto, huh?
No, I don't even know what that is. I just randomly saw somebody posted that.
That was so badass, dude. I wanted you to post it up on my Facebook. My fucking share button don't work for my phone all the time.
Can't you download it?
No, because I'm using my fucking cheap-ass $10 cell phone, dude. And it's like, sometimes I can't hit I can't use the like button, and I can't use the share button sometimes. It jumps over it.
I see.
I will give you props if you do, man. I will say thank you, Havoc, for sharing...
Wait, Havoc.
Havoc, Ghetto, man. Ghetto G.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have anything like that on my page yet.
I got to say, shit, Havoc, man, we could all share that one. That was a good one, dude. I'm not sure, but...
Man, out of all that shit I share, that's the only thing you've ever liked.
I know. I like a lot of that shit, but sometimes it leaves me fucking speechless, talkless, man, so I can't really...
What the fuck?
Sometimes you just gotta grab the lotion.
So Chris is here, huh?
What's up,
Chris?
Put the lotion on the skin.
Damn.
How you doing, Chris?
It's fucked up.
That's like this girl that's still trying to catfish me, man. She's like, them pictures still turn me on.
You know that's bullshit.
Because last night, man, she left me a message. It was like, I'm going to go to sleep, and I'm going to miss you and think about you. Get the fuck out of here. You don't even know me. Now, man, we talked for like 30 minutes, and you sent me fake pictures.
That's the same girl that from last night.
Has she met the blocks button yet?
No, man, that person can stay there, man. It's quite entertaining. If she wants to love me, she can love me.
She might not be a girl.
I don't care what it is, man. It's not like I'm in love with them, so.
She might be a unicorn. She could be a terrorist.
Terrorist, it might be.
Infiltrating your naked women on your page and shit.
Well, then that person would be just a lesbian.
Well, I guess Adam's the OPs and lesbians are terrorists nowadays.
We're about to read Adam's comment. Whoa. Definitely deserves too. Whoa. Share this to my page, please. I will promise you will always and forever be on my Facebook. In the thoughts and eyeballs forever.
That's good, man. If I ever got a tattoo, dude, and I ever got a tattoo that I could see forever and ever, that would be a tattoo of that picture with the hands on that lady's ass glowing in the dark.
I thought you were going to say you're going to get hands tattooed.
Probably would.
I haven't heard who got the hands tattooed.
I got a tattoo on my hand. The hatchet, man.
Well, that's different.
You know, for a minute there, I thought he was going to say he's got a tattoo of a hand on his hand.
I thought that as well.
How funny would that be?
That would be stupid as hell. And yet hilarious.
I'm going
to do it. I don't know. He seems like the person that would probably do something like that.
He definitely is the type of person.
Why did this girl take a picture of a fucking hash brown?
Because she's hungry.
And labeled it me and my boyfriend.
Because she's hungry.
Because maybe she's dating a hash brown.
That's weird. Soon enough, her boyfriend will be gone.
Maybe not by her, but it'll definitely be gone.
Because she will become hungry, and it's down to her or him.
Bye-bye, hash browns.
That girl's ass with the hands on it will come down from heavens and take him away.
You don't know me. You know this Facebook account. Big fucking difference. What is wrong with people, man? What the fuck is this bitch covered in fucking spiders?
That usually means she's dead.
She ain't fucking dead. It's a picture.
Well, I don't know. According to Adam, she's dead.
She's not dead.
She's down with us necrophiliacs, that's for sure.
No, she just likes spiders. Speaking of spiders, man, like, whenever the fucking the collection, man, that fucking dude let them spiders out to go find the bitch, I was like, fuck that.
Would you have sex with a girl if she was covered in spiders? She was
really
good looking.
No.
Yes.
Was that Chris or was that Havoc with the...
That was Havoc, motherfucker.
Maybe,
Wait. Let me ask you. Do I sound like a faggot to you? Do I sound like a bitch? No.
Jeez.
Yes. You do.
I wish that Chris might have sex with a Wookiee.
No, I'll leave Havoc to the Star Wars characters.
I'd have sex with him.
The hell is this boxing with Smurf and Digital Sway?
Wait, what about Chris having sex with a Smurf?
Sure.
Hey, look, it's Mr. Payphone Mon. Please enter 55 cents. Oh, fuck.
had his music on his phone?
Yes, that is his ringtone.
That was a call to Big Homie, right?
Well, yeah, but he's not talking.
What? Why?
Yo, what up, Big Homie? Did not know you were here.
What?
What? Yo, Havoc, you got that on the soundboard?
No, we don't have what up on the soundboard.
No? Don't remember that track? Bizarre. You guys don't remember that shit? What?
I remember what, but I remember a track called What.
Yeah, no. No, it's not what, or what, but it's definitely called What.
I heard that track before.
Well, I'm sure. Yes.
That was my first CD.
Interesting. Do you want a cookie?
How come none of these songs are for download? That's gay.
Actually, next to Power Man 5000, it was my second CD altogether, but...
What?
And leave the fucking band from fucking Massachusetts to, you know, come up with weird fucking title for tracks.
So I get on here and everybody just goes silent.
What?
Crack.
I think he is.
We've been talking the entire time you've been here.
Have you?
Maybe.
Oh, shit. I didn't know.
Jeez, man. What the hell? Why you gotta get all, like, sexual with it, man? It's weird.
And that's how we know he's gay.
You know you want to keep it in.
Whoa. What was that, dude?
Oh,
he's yelling at him.
Wow.
Tell those Arabics, man, they're terrorists. And dicky that, motherfucker.
Did you just say?
Isn't that considered?
I heard motherfucker.
Didn't he censor that?
Did you say, shouldn't we censor that?
No, I said, didn't he censor that? For the same motherfucker, you said motherfucker. Ain't that considered a censor?
No.
Yes, that is.
You're considered offensive.
They took it out of the English language like in 19 or the 1800s. It used to be a cowboy thing, man. Cowboys and like...
Shut up, we don't want to learn.
Exactly. Who the hell on here wants to learn anyways?
You.
No.
But, anyway, Big Homie, no. Motherfucker is not censoring it, actually.
I know.
Have you not ever noticed that, you know, they say motherfucker? Psychopathic. ICP said it. Twisted has said it.
Wait, your dad homie. Motherfucking axe murder boys. Motherfucking boondocks, motherfucker. That's right.
Oh, God.
Why you know the words of this?
Always have those fucked up names. You strip the quarter cut alike, nigga.
Baby. Yeah. Hey, man, I got this new dance for y'all, man. call that midget, man. Crank however you want to, man. Just throw that nigga across the club, man. That's all you gotta do, man. Sell him, man.
No, we don't throw the boy, don't fight a man, don't Roosevelt. You see, now we just throw the midget across that floor and crank the man. Nick, nigga, nigga, now what, man? Crank that man, now what, man? Crank that man, now what, man? Crank that man, now what, man?
Big homie, I let you do that in the payphone that you live in.
that you live in.
He can never get his jokes right.
So you got a payphone with the actual, you know, like, you have to go inside of it.
Apparently.
He lives in the bathroom. I mean, he lives in it.
There's a bathroom, man. You got the fucking deluxe telephone booth.
Deluxe payphone. That always sounds like
shit. He lives in rich.
Man, Colin Farrell would be jealous of you.
Hell yeah. I was totally pissed on the phone while somebody was talking in it if I lived in it. I would so pissed.
Yeah, I'll be on the next Bill and Ted movie.
Man, you'll be in the next phone booth movie, which will never happen. The first one was bad.
Exactly.
Phone Booth 2, starring Big Homie.
I can see it now, man.
Guest star, Dancing Arabian Man.
That could be like the killer guy.
A Dancing Arabian guy?
Yo, Tommy, where do you live? I'm coming down, and I'm videotaping that. We are fucking making the movie, dude.
Oh, really?
Unscripted.
You have about $300 to get to Miami?
Miami?
Yeah.
If you take a bus, it's like two.
It's like, what, $2?
$200. Two bills, $200.
I really can't tell you because I really don't know.
You know anything?
Nope, I don't know.
I figured.
It was fucking hot, man. Someone's in the town.
Fucking your mother.
Man, fuck you.
A Marine veteran who was an expert marksman shot and killed 10 unsuspecting noontime strollers on the university campus today, and then he was cut down an hour and a half later by an policeman. A sniper started shooting from the observation deck of the 27-story tall university tower. Victims were cut down on the west and south sides of the campus as the sniper zeroed in on his targets with unerring accuracy. Those who were felled with bullets from the high-caliber rifles were pulled to safety as soon as possible by officials and passers-by. Others crouched in terror.
I'm just walking out of every family wears boots with some black leather shoes and desert BDUs. Many boxes of ammo, I got the camel face paint. I barricaded the tower door safe, this place ain't up to the top. I can see the whole planet, it would seem the sun is beating on my head as I'm living my horror dream. Up chucked a couple times, then I finally took aim. My man is chatting on his cell phone, I spat at his brain. A lovely couple started running, all of a sudden she tripped. He kept right the fuck without her like he never missed a step. I snapped one to his head, he fell dead to his knees. And then his wife was right there to retrieve the car keys. I mean, he noticed at first, although some of these start to scatter. Lug an iron in a back, who they are, it doesn't matter. There's a psychopath way up in a tower somewhere. And when they think they out of range, poofs they hair. I didn't deserve this. The tower's too high, I'm bringing shots from above. Cause my head's a battle royal of surface nails and bugs. Watch her pull it through my microscope. I see the enemy, the world they never been my friend and never pretended to be. I fought in two wars, my country left me poor and sick. Late, missing ancient origin and a usable dick. So as I reload, my trigger fingers frozen cold. From squeezing so hard, my reason is no control. Work, soul, look at that, pat, crack. Three frat college boys flat, dead on a back. And a lady trying to hide behind a dead fat guy. Just got one plucked in her eye.
And it was hot that day. Tower trying to nullify my vision. My eyeballs keep rolling in the back of my head, practicing for any
full of Picardy's dubs, one by one, jumping out of those SWAT team trucks. I see the major activity, I'm causing a chaos mess. My life went out with a flash.
And it was hot that day.
Good old thing.
Love it.
Wow. Whoever the hell was doing that creepy thing, don't do it, ever do it again.
That was big on me.
I thought
that was ghetto.
It wasn't me.
That was ghetto.
You'll know if I sing creepy.
See, there's big homie blaming ghetto again.
This time.
Whatever. I really don't care.
Really don't. We're all blaming ghetto. But the point is, man, this world was born from Chris. Chris gave birth to this world.
I feel bad for the world.
No wonder this world's so fucked.
Exactly.
My real sinners, man. I love cigarettes. Who else loves cigarettes in here? I love cigarettes.
You.
I quit smoking, so
I need some weed.
Ow! God damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Why? Because I smoke weed?
No.
Oh, because you're a big homie.
Well, of course. That's how I do it. Somebody coming to kill grandma.
Have fun with that.
Wait, so he said getting a sex change to becoming grandma? That shit's just fucked up.
What? Just apparently, shut up,
bitch. Apparently Chris is having a sex change.
Apparently.
No. Homie just said he's trying to become a grandma. So he's getting a sex change to become a grandma. That shit's just fucked up.
You tell the worst jokes ever.
Too many people say they love you when they hate you, jealous of you, want the love, so really, I don't like the look of it. When you shine it, don't be blinded by the phony smiling faces that they give, I'm saying, I don't like the look of it. Instead of getting on your feet, you wanna bring a player down, cause you ain't doing shit, and I don't like the look of it. Friends, family, and you bitches, if it ain't about no business, you can miss me with, I don't like the look of it. What happened to that phrase? I don't hate, congratulate, damn, that's sounding like a myth, I tell you nowadays, everybody they rap too, do beats too, they trap too, they own, doing them and don't nobody got your back through this movement, but once you do it, you the shit, but they won't go and buy the album, all they do is this, give you dance when they
can't meet you. But talk shit to they peoples, man. That nigga sound okay, but he ain't near fucking with me, though. That's the shit that I'm saying. Can't nobody shoot a free throw without hecklers disrespecting you. Get off your pride and ego and let a nigga that's doing shit keep doing this. Fall back and get laced up, cause evidently you knew to this. I grew to this. And ever since I've been popping, these bitches said they've been hawking. My family up in my face, if they can't get it free, they won't copy. My homie counting my pockets, I can't even reach in my wallet. But these people say that they love me. I wish everybody just stop. Too many people say they love you when they hate you, jealous of you. On the low, so really,
I don't like the look of it.
When you shine it, don't be blinded by the phony smiling faces that they give. I'm saying,
I don't like the look of it.
Instead of getting on your feet, you wanna bring a player down that you ain't doing shit. And
I don't like the look of it.
Friends, family, and you bitches. If it ain't about no business, you can miss me with.
I don't like the look of it.
I'm already creeped.
Already.
I don't need a starch.
Need a starch.
I'm celebrating heavy. I don't need a part.
Need a part.
I politic with niggas you ain't seeing off.
Seeing off.
Behind the scenes and fixtures that your dreamer calling.
Dreamer calling.
See me balling.
Yeah.
Why you niggas frowning?
Why?
Knowing I put it down and showing I rep the town and
yeah.
Now you being salty.
Damn.
Going the extra mile and poking your chest around me. Doing your best to clown me. Cause I'm in a spot that you wish for and you ain't. When it's supper time, you niggas all trying to dish more, but you can't. Instead of trying to hook up with you, call the phone, what could have been, and furthermore, what should have been, and
I don't like the look of it.
Damn shame that you haters can't support a hometown favorite. Even relatives that don't fake shit, but they want the ticket to Kara. Real recognize, real, so if you fuck with me, then I fuck with you. Trust me, then I'm trusting you for support of us, and that is just
too many people say they love you when they hate you, jealous of you on the low, so really, I don't like the look of it.
When you shine it, don't be blinded by the phony smiling faces that they give. I'm saying,
I don't like the look of it.
Instead of getting on your feet, you wanna bring a player down cause you ain't doing shit. And
I don't like the look of it.
Friends, family, and you bitches. If it ain't about no business, you can miss me with.
I don't like the look of it.
Ghetto, they are coming to Pittsburgh.
Who's that? Mushroom Head.
Yep.
Where are they coming to?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
They'll be at the Ultra Bar.
Oh, yeah, they were here once before. What is it this time?
On the 24th of this month.
Are they coming with anybody?
As far as I know, not yet.
Because last time they were here with, what was that, Head PE?
Let me find out. Wait, just saw it. They got a few guests coming with them. Looks like Lydia Can't Breathe, Ionia, Dideron, and Corvus.
All right. Well, I have no idea who any of those people were.
You go for the Corvus. Who's texting? Stop texting.
Owned.
I'll take a guess and say it's Mandy.
What?
Actually, wrong. I'm not texting anybody.
Uh-oh. You're awakening the beast.
Oh, great. I awoke the beast. I mean, no, it's not me. It's not Havoc. It's not Ghetto. It's not Mandy. So, who could it be?
Well, go ahead. Who's your next guest?
Besides Adam, Motherfago, or Big Homie.
Big Homie, why are you texting from the payphone, man? You know that's against the rules and shit.
And how? That's the question. How the hell are you texting from a payphone?
Good. Very good question. Chris. Very good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But ghetto door the show starts at 6 p.m.
So I'm not going. Just
so you know.
And then.
Well, I mean, if they were coming to CT, I'd definitely be going to it. But since I'm not coming this way.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't go. Quit lying.
No, I'd definitely go. I'm actually planning on trying to go to fucking Raw if it comes here in June.
And
you could just go to Philadelphia and go with Chris to the pay per view.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, good luck finding a ticket for that. I mean, my ticket, you know, I got it today. It says $50 on a ticket, but because I had to get it through a third party site, I was like that, you know, sell tickets, StubHub.com. Ended up paying $110 for it.
Well,
yeah, but it's skybox, private bar, private bathrooms. Who the hell cares?
What are you? Are you too good for the regular people?
Oh, of course. Now you can drink some whiskey and watch somebody lose, like John Cena.
Like John Cena.
What happened to CM Punk though?
He'll
be there.
He'll be crying for the next couple of weeks.
Basically.
Yeah.
He won't do a match. He's trying to look for his next thing.
Yeah.
No, it's called taking time off because he's been working with an injury the whole damn time. And he's just taking time to heal up.
That angered him.
Charlie.
And you know how many wrestlers work with an injury and still wrestle?
You know how long he's been working with this injury?
Oh, are you worried?
How long?
Since like November.
Oh, really?
Okay, just because I gave voice that he just changed his voice to, we should put him in $20 for that. Good.
What?
He's fucking retarded.
You put me in the box, man.
So apparently, if CM Punk had an injury since November, how was it possible for him to do anything he did the past couple, not even couple months? Like, really? He was that hurt? Like, come on now.
Do you realize how many wrestlers actually, you know, still wrestle with injuries?
Exactly. So, CM Punk is nothing but a pussy. Oh, my back hurts. Oh, I can't wrestle anymore for a couple more weeks. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, well, we can go see Zack Ryder win Money in the Bank. He'll win the whole event.
I really don't care about Zack Ryder.
Nobody gives a fuck about Zack Ryder. I think he'd probably be better if he went to TNA and became the newest member of the Aces and Eights.
Tell me he didn't just say that.
He just said that.
I did.
You know, Chris,
apparently, TNA plans a storyline.
Your homie.
What?
I said that's your homie.
Who?
Chris?
Who said that?
I think CM Punk is a better candidate for TNA or Impact Wrestling.
CM Punk's already been a part of TNA.
Yeah.
So he needs to go back to it.
Even they didn't want him.
CM Punk was part of TNA?
Yeah.
A long-ass time ago.
Okay, yeah, I remember. Oh, fuck, dude. I've only watched one episode, but I remember he was on that. Sorry, guys. I know I'm fucking long gone with that. I only watch one episode of TNA.
Well, you haven't missed anything.
Not really.
You guys remember when ICP said that? Like 2 years ago, they fucking, actually 2009 or something like that, they said fucking, it's like, we're going to return to TNA, they said. We're going to return to TNA, and when we do, it's going to surprise everyone. It's going to be when no one expects it. I'm still fucking expecting it. Still waiting. Maybe I shouldn't expect it. Maybe they'll fucking back.
They're going to be in Aces and Eights.
Probably.
That would be dope, dude. I haven't seen ICP wrestle in a long ass time, man. I have to watch those fucking JCW videos over and over.
I don't know. I really don't enjoy JCW.
I fucking love JCW, man. To me, you can't go wrong with JCW. It's the realest. I mean, motherfuckers get bloody up in that motherfucker.
It gotta be like the weakest wrestling I've ever seen.
It is. Dude. I've seen
TNA weak.
Yeah. No, totally agreed, ghetto, man. Totally agreed.
I mean, like, they got big names in there, man. They have the fucking Headbangers in there. They got Rhino in there. They got all these people, but they have, like, the shittiest matches.
Did you guys watch JCW Volume fucking 1 with,
No.
Oh, my God. The guy with the fucking spork?
I think the only one I've ever watched of that was Volume 3.
Yeah? Oh, shit. The guy with the spork, he called himself, Havoc, you gotta know, man. Havoc, fucking, what's his name? Something the Butcher. And he calls himself
Abdullah?
What?
Abdullah the Butcher?
Is it Abdullah the Butcher? He got a fucking fork, dude, and he fucking stabs people in the face with it, dude.
I mean, it was interesting they took that naked chick and powerbombed her through a table.
Right.
That's probably the most interesting thing that's ever happened on there.
It just might have been.
I probably let Mandy powerbomb me through a table.
I mean, I saw
should have been sugar powerbomb.
Really, Adam?
Probably, just because I don't know you that well. We could get to know each other, you know?
You have to know somebody to get powerbombed through a table?
Yeah, I'm like... Hi, I'm Mandy. Here's a spear and a power bomb for you.
You're Mandy now?
Apparently.
Wow.
Fucking second person.
Wait, what?
Did you say you're talking in the second person?
I think I am.
I think
talking for someone else is kind of like a second person thing.
No, but the thing is, you said you were her.
Yeah.
That would kind of scare me, to be honest, if you lived my life. For real.
Okay, so I'm saving up the money. This year or next year, the Gathering of the Juggalos, I'm calling Mandy out in the ring. Mandy's going to have the power.
Man, there you go, man. You could do that shit there, man. And people crazy. They'll fucking wrestle you no matter.
Okay, you are going to have to do your damnest to get me to wrestle your ass, because I'm not doing it.
Yeah, well, I'll buy you a ticket to do it, damn it.
Hey, man, you better take that deal.
Why offer to buy me a ticket when I get them every year anyway?
Because that's why you save money.
And I get those for free.
Oh, yeah, what do you do to get it for free?
For free.
From a man with a pretty face.
My brother
from
buys them. Right when they go on sale, he buys like 10 and then sells 8 of them and then saves one for him and me.
Your boyfriend would love seeing me get powerbombed through the table, I think.
Boyfriend? Didn't she say brother?
I said brother.
So he apparently thinks your brother's your boyfriend. Wow. That's just fucked up.
Totally unintentional.
Right.
You need help. That's what you need.
Yes,
you
I
brother, whoop, whoop.
Now I gotta figure out how the hell I'm gonna have it facing back to back.
What the fuck are you talking about there, nigga?
Turn around.
I'm making a business card.
Make it a dentist card.
Business card.
For what? You ain't got a business.
What do you mean I don't got a business?
Oh, yeah, you're prostitutes.
They're not prostitutes.
They're Arabians. Arabian.
They're
Saudi Arabian prostitutes.
They're not prostitutes. How are you going to call those and those prostitutes?
It's because that's what you told us what they were.
Are you talking
okay,
about the page?
Hookers.
Yeah, they're talking about my page.
Oh.
I was going to talk to you. I was going to talk to you about it, but I'll wait.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to be a prostitute, too?
You see what I deal with every time I mention my page on here?
Yeah, I know. They do it when you're hun. They even do it when you're not on.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We're not gonna lie.
Yeah, we talk. Yeah, it's true. We talk about your prostitutes every night.
Yep, they do.
Now, see, if people actually came back and listened to these shows, man, we getting a lot of shit because we talk a shit on everybody. Talk a lot of shit on everybody.
Well, everybody deserves it. That's why.
So I'm surprised anybody even comes back to the show.
But, yeah, man, you just message me.
I'll message you.
Yeah, that's cute.
Shut up, ghetto.
Shut up. Don't make me delete you again.
Because she wants a relationship with him. That's cuter.
What are you talking about?
The cat's out the bag.
Yep.
What cat?
Those big ass titties, man. Damn. Well, those are real. Probably not. No.
What cat are you talking about? I'm not even going to comment.
Bitch is too damn skinny to have titties that big.
No,
ghetto will always be ghetto.
Yeah, that's usually what happens with the ghetto.
Titties happen. That's a good thing.
Not that
good. Wow.
What the fuck?
Really, titties happen now.
Hey, Havoc.
I need to get the fuck out of here.
Adam.
Yo, man, can you do me a huge request?
No.
Yo, Adam. Did you just say, yo, Adam, can you do me a huge request?
I said, yo, Havoc.
And what is your request?
Well,
my request?
I can't say the Y word. It's one of my words.
So what's your request?
All right. My request is the old school, I'm going to call it old school KUZ featuring Tia and FM. I know it's not on your soundboard, but is there a way you can get it onto your soundboard, have it? The Devil Ran Around.
Do I even have that?
Send to see your email.
That means I have to go look through my email.
Wow, the weird shit that happened to the right radio.
You can hold me to a free CD if you play it, man. I'm just letting you know. If you go through the trouble of getting it, I'll send you a free bonus CD with the next mixtape I send you. For the first mixtape I send you.
Yeah, when you send me like two tracks.
I know.
Well, that's what
you
always
whole,
do, too.
I know, I gotta send
hey,
you the
Adam.
Whole damn thing. I gotta send you the whole damn thing. And
hey, Adam, you need an album cover?
Whoa, what about?
I said, you need an album cover? A mixtape cover?
You make album covers, big homie?
Yeah. I got like four of them on my Facebook that I did.
yo, man, I'm gonna talk to you, big homie. Add me as a request, dude. I wanna get a Juggalo album cover, dude. I wanna get it down. Juggalo, you know.
I'm banned from adding people. You gotta add me. It's called.
What was that?
Big Daddy Low Bias. D A E Z.
Wait.
Is it just me? Is my sister here like a fucking a clown horn?
What?
I could have sworn I heard like.
Are you on Havoc's Facebook?
Hell yeah.
He's on everybody's Facebook.
I'll probably look for you.
Yeah, me and my little girl sitting there, me and my fatherhood sitting there on everybody's Facebook. I don't really know how to explain it. My name is Adam Fasano, or Adam C. Fasano.
Adam Fasano.
That's right, with an F-A-S-A-N-O.
A.K.A. the man who jacks off the old woman with aluminum foil.
Hey, big homie got me into it, man. It's one of those weird Arabian fetishes.
What? I've never been to Arabia. Robot Chicken is canceled.
Oh, well.
Okay. Wait, what was it? Oh, yeah.
I don't know. If I tried summing up this past week of being on Juggalo Rider Radio, I'd probably have a really weird paragraph in front of me.
Oh, shit.
Old ladies, aluminum foil.
Damn it, now I want to go listen to that song.
There's a song about this?
No.
Wow.
There should be.
Click, boom, by Saliva.
No. Wait. Why do you want to listen to that exactly?
Because I like that song.
Good song. Fucking terrorist with, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry, but you will not get click boom up on this soundboard.
No, I know. But I'm going to wait until after the show to listen to it because I know you would get mad at me. I forgot what I was going to do on Facebook.
Oh, well.
I got to figure out how to fucking mess with this shit, man. It's just pissing me off.
I don't like the new Facebook mobile.
Yo, big homie, if you look at the ass picture with the glowing hands on the ass, probably find my name.
Back
man,
to this again.
This dude is obsessed with this picture, yeah.
He really is.
I can't believe he's so damn obsessed with that fucking picture. It's like, I like read him begging you to put it on his page. I'm like, dude, what the hell? And then he's talking about like every 5 minutes.
I ripped down all my ICP posters and posted a bunch of those ass pictures of that glowing in the dark girl with the ass and the hands. On my
wall. I don't know why you waste your time doing that.
I know, man. I'll tell you, I went to the gathering. Everywhere I go, anytime, all I'm going to say, juggalettes, eyeballs, motherfucker, whoop, to the motherfucker, whoop. Whoop, whoop, motherfuckers.
What does that mean?
Speak English.
There ain't no hotter girl on this world not who walks this sand or who has ever walked. I'm telling you, juggalettes, man, they make me feel good. They make me feel so good.
I tell you right now, there are plenty of lips out there that do not look good.
No, I know. I'm going to get my ass kicked for that one.
There's a lot.
Well, I'm going to get off here.
All right, big homie, go have yourself a nice cry. Talk to you later.
Nice cry? What the fuck are you talking about, nice cry? Nice
cry. Talk to you later, big homie.
All right.
You're just
Maddie,
missing, homie.
Whoop, whoop, my pop.
Woo 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 woo
woo woo motherfucker.
Just because he did that whole fucking Zach Ryder thing, I just booted him off the fucking show.
Thank you. That's too good.
It's not very nice.
Well, you know what? It wasn't very nice of him to do that whole Zach Ryder bullshit.
It's just for big homie.
That was too good, man. Now, my track ain't got nothing on that one.
No.
No? It don't really. The shitty recording, fucking first cut. I'm not even sure how to put it, man. That was like, we wrote it, we recorded it. But damn, that's a good track.
Don't play it for Big Homie. He'll tell you he hates it.
Yep.
Well, like every other artist.
Did you like that, Big Homie? No.
Whoever ain't down with the Godfather of the Wicked shit need to get their stories straight, motherfucker. Because I'll tell you what, right now, there ain't no motherfucker out there pimping hoes, pimping them motherfucking hoes. Like,
there's nobody out there pimping hoes. What the hell are pimps doing?
When I go to the club, man.
No, seriously, explain that to me.
Well, we're waiting for your explanation.
No,
you can't just say something and then move on.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you can't say anything like that. I just think you can move on.
No, I'm totally in awe right now. Like, I think I just got off.
Whoa. You were saying?
Nice.
You made a good point.
What point did I make?
I don't know. That guy's got like 3 million views or like 30 million views on fucking YouTube, dude. Von Dom.
The step, then you big enough to fall. First problem, kids' tongue fucking bigger than they balls. And that's the truth, so stop mugging like you know me. Consider the path of real rap, Ben Kenobi. Or measure the rest, cutting the flesh like Shinobi. Or stroking the breast, it's raw sex, don't provoke me. It's more or less, do or die, jumping over deck. Gotta hold your breath, swim far, flowing over deck. There'll be no respect for the fewer trendsetters, but a lot of love get put up on these Benz getters. You think you hard spitting your bars, your friends better. So fuck your vendetta and have these bitches spend shit. Shit, we been broke, losing hope on you rappers. All they got is a little glam and no stature. PAC, yeah, they call me Bonecracker. Iller than your weak sauce raps and dough sackers. It's easy to see these MCs need a bottle. They sucking off the tit, now we forced to take a sip. Let them know, post up, dog, we let it go. It's the S2-War, never stop, inventing flows. But really, though, I need to stop crushing these silly hoes. It got me feeling hoes, but I'm not in the illest clothes. But fuck that, bust back, dog, we sending blows. And here's two words for the kids that didn't know life. Big fuck you to you and you, sir. Got so many fuck yous, I don't know what to do. So fuck work, fuck life, and fuck the schooler. And fuck you like I never really knew ya. If you're big enough to step, then you're big enough to fall. First problem, kid's tongue, fucking bigger than the balls. Now, did that offend you? Cause good, it was meant that I'm the underdog, underclass, personal avenger. Huh. Smash through the glass just to beat the leader. Taking charge like the captain, making box office feature. A lot of people are puppets, like they're possessed by Loki. Should stay in your world, never ever get to know me. Along with the sheep who spend all day online with nothing to do except bitch about their lives. Now they whine and they cry on iPhones on high speed. No one gives a fuck about what you do or what you need. It's annoying as hell, like slow cars on fast lanes. Think you're better than me, fucking move out my way. Inconsiderate assholes and they're full speed ahead. You some ignorant pricks like the whole 1%. Here's a big fuck you to you and you, sir. Got so many fuck yous, I don't know what to do. So fuck work, fuck life, and fuck the school. And fuck you like I never really knew ya.
Kid, there is a darkness inside of me. It wants to get out, wants to walk around.
It wants some walking around money. And it wants to buy some shoes. And it wants to walk up to the people and say, hey, Gator, don't play no shit. You feel me? Gator never been about that. Never been about playing no shit.
And we're back. You know what? I have a question for Mandy.
I don't know if you want to do that.
Because, all right, so you were saying your ears were bleeding from hearing from Becky G. My question is, what do you think of Cher Lloyd?
To be honest, I don't know.
I'd do her.
Of course you would, Ghetto.
Nah, man, I think she's fine, though.
Hell yeah, she is.
I mean, she's very, like, don't get me wrong, she is very good looking. I just don't know if I would.
You've heard her music before, right? So, how do you feel about it?
I like it.
Well, there's your answer, Havoc.
I want you back.
Which is shocking because, you know,
even Adam knows it, man. See that?
That's just creepy that Adam knows it.
I was like, that is the radio with the static fucking speaker bomb, dude. That's all I got. I bet you she's on the radio right now.
I highly doubt that.
No, not on the radio.
But, We should definitely upload a post featuring Becky G.
I'm surprised it's no longer on the soundboard here.
I thought it was, but I'm putting it back up there right now. Just, you know, just to torture Mandy.
Well, then I'm going to torture her with some of this girl then.
You know, there isn't really that much that can torture me. Just saying.
Well, all right. We'll just kill you.
Okay, then you're going to have to deal with the girlfriend.
The girlfriend? We'll kill her, too.
You touch her? Oh.
What's it going to matter? You'll be dead, too.
Give a fuck, I never did. I'm the baddest bitch, chilling in the hills. You're talking broke, I'm talking bills. I dress to kill.
Go from there, wake up queen, bitch wanna test me, go ahead please. Crush these hoes like a soda can, I got the baddest flow, this over man. I slap a hoe, even with my spray tan, white girl swag, get the fuck out my way man. I don't give a fuck, I'm so ruthless, causing a ruckus, I'm a fucking nuisance, bitches hating, even my own friends, fuck that fake shit, I don't need no friends. I do me, don't care what you think, yo, I get money stacked, cable like king, so slow, so sick, spit a verse for your blink, yo, twist the shit, but I can slow it down real slow, turtle slow, fucking purple drove, don't worry, ho, go hurry home, it's about to get cold, about to get ugly, I ain't no friendly ho, don't try to hug me, little baby thusty, looking fly, looking lovely, little Cali dime, I ain't even gotta try swagging, my bloodstream 24/7 high, just what I'm puffing, it ain't nothing, I stay stunting, none of y'all bitches can't touch me.
I don't give a fuck, I never did. I'm the baddest bitch, killing in the hills. You're talking broke, I'm talking bills. I dress to kill, I dress to kill, I dress to kill, I dress to kill.
I'm a fucking bitch, bad attitude. Hoes in my biz, that's why I act rude. I don't give a fuck, no knock guy. Wanna put your luck, go ahead and try. Bad temper and my pussy got a sign on it. Don't answer, let the dude spend time on it. Put a rock on my finger, I'm a bad bitch. Crispy like a chicken finger and a merit. Fucking Gucci, Fendi, Louis, Prada, some bitches hate it. Got a lot of brand name, get some basics. I don't give a fuck though, I'll be out here getting dope. Plus I got a better flow, I see in the sweater, yo. Yes, I am the general flow, it's incredible. Sweet like candy, yeah, I'm so edible. Live in a parachute, nails did, hair is cute. Got too many parachutes, Louboutin, Jimmy Choo. A lot of people steady dissing, but I eat the competition, eat them up in my kitchen, homie, I suggest you listen. Yeah, you know I'm on a mission, sitting with my palms itching. That means money, I'ma get it, one day I'ma be the richest. Y'all can't even understand it, cause you don't even live it. Focus on my business, chillin', smoking on the swishes.
Man, fuck these bitches. I don't give a fuck. I never did. I'm the baddest bitch killing in the hills. You're talking broke. I'm talking bills. I dress to kill. I dress to kill. I dress to kill. I dress to kill. I dress to kill.
And we're back. What happened?
Nothing.
You know, it's not nice to talk to yourself, but some people just might think you're crazy.
What the? Whatever.
That's true.
You should never tell a crazy person that they're crazy.
Yeah,
game
in on that shit.
I just think it's fun too, though.
Frank, you think anything is fun? Well,
no, no,
things.
Everything.
Certain things.
Wait, hold on. He doesn't
nope.
find anything fun.
I actually scratched that. This is Chris we're talking about.
When's the last time you heard Chris say something was fun?
Just now.
Oh, that don't count.
Well, it's the last thing I heard.
Chris is always the last thing you hear before you go to sleep.
What the?
Yeah,
no.
They wanted to say that on the show.
What?
What?
I said, yeah, they aren't supposed to say that on the show.
Why?
You're not supposed to know that I told you.
You didn't tell me. What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Dude, I was trying to make the joke even worse, but you just, or better, whatever.
Better? You can't make jokes better.
Hell yeah, I can.
Okay, go.
Fuck that.
He just doesn't want to make a joke there because he already knows the punchline. Tony Box.
No, that's not the punch. That's the wrong joke.
Yeah, I'm not a big homie.
That's okay. I'm pretty sure big homie just, punches himself and just because like he uses a fucking payphone and not a fucking actual cell phone.
Did you say he tortures himself?
That's what I thought he said was torture. I was like, wait, what?
Yep. That's what I said. He tortures himself with a payphone every night.
Oh, my God.
That's disturbing.
It really
is. I agree with Ghetto. That is disturbing.
I think we all agree on that one.
That's even more disturbing that she agreed with me.
So my question is for everybody, who here would drink a cup of coffee with a giant spider in it?
You.
Me.
Oh, trust me, I definitely do it, especially if that spider was a black widow.
Yeah, black widow, no. I would not do that. If it was... I've actually done that once. I was drinking a cup of coffee, and I had a little house spider in it, and I just ended up drinking the whole coffee with the spider.
Yeah, I said big spider, not little spider there. Like a tarantula or, black widow.
It would have freaked me out. I've done it before.
With a black widow?
No. I will not go anywhere near a black widow. Fuck that.
Well, why not?
Do you realize how poisonous they are?
And you realize they won't bite you unless you're provoked?
Don't matter. I don't go anywhere near black widows.
They're perfectly harmless most of the time.
Never smoke scorpion tail.
What the hell, Adam?
Well, no shit, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, Adam, just for that, we're going to put you in the same area as a camel spider.
I didn't even hear what he said, so it kind of caught me off guard.
I don't know what he said either, but I just think it'd be pretty funny if he was chased by a camel spider because those things are fucking crazy.
That'd be entertaining to watch.
Those things can run up to like, what, like 10, 15 miles an hour?
Yeah.
And they bite the shit out of you, man. You fuck.
Yeah. My brother sounds like
something for Jackass.
Yeah, right, dude. They'd fucking die.
It's so a funny way to go.
Chris, you think everything's for Jackass.
Because he's a jackass.
Of course.
It only makes sense.
How many people here have actually, like, sat? I mean, come on. How many people here have sat in a shopping cart and got pushed into things in parking lots?
Me.
My hand's up. Well,
go figure that the blonde says me.
It all makes sense now.
Well, yeah, because the blondes actually don't have to do it.
Explains everything.
Yep.
The
worst thing I've ever got pushed into with a shopping cart is probably a trash can, a dumpster.
No, mine was my friend set up a ramp, and this is at night in the parking lot of Walmart. And he set up a ramp, and there was, you know, those cat lids where they have, like, the soils and whatever? Well, he put brick on top of it. So when he pushed me off the ramp in the cart, I went into that pot lid and the brick fell and hit on me. That's an asshole.
Yeah, my best friend till the very end. Cause best friends don't have to pretend. You need a hand, and I'm right there right beside you. You in the dark, I'll be the bright light to guide you. Remember the time, speaking of the house. All of the time that you had your doubts. And don't forget all the trouble we got into. We got something you can undo. Do laughing so damn hard. Crash your dad's new car. All the scars we share. I promise, I swear. Wherever you go, just always remember. Drive you crazy sometimes. I know I call you lazy, and that's most times. But you complete me, and that's no lie. You are my tuxedo, and I'm your low tie. We in the car, singing our song. Rocking the building, tear it down like we King Kong. And in my eyes, you can do no wrong. You got a best friend, sing along. Yeah.
and died.
Pretty much.
Nope, I'm just not talking because you're a fucking dick.
I'm just
or whoever.
Drunk. I'm drunk as fuck.
And you're mumbling again, Adam.
Yeah, I'm buzzing real hard off of a couple of tall cans that I drank. It must be the love. It must be the love in the air, y'all. Two tall cans can't do this to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know you're drunk when you can't remember what the hell you just said, right?
Or you're just Adam.
I try to be.
You try to be Adam?
How do you try to be yourself?
Well, I've never
explain that.
In for no reason.
That's like asking the apostle there, Chris.
It really is.
Oh, I'm
here until the end. I'm just letting you know, I'm here until the end, motherfucker. Juggalo until I die. And that's for life. Underground for motherfucking life, motherfucker. And that's with Havoc. That's with Chris. That's with Ghetto G. And that's with Mandy. And definitely down with Big Homie, motherfucker.
Even though Big Homie's not here.
That's right.
Because he ran out of quarters to put into the payphone.
Yeah, but you know
like
he goes
usual.
Home. You know he goes home and gets on the internet and starts checking up and listening to the rest of the show up on the fucking tube, dude. Like he's like, he's tuning in right now, but he's just not here. Actually, Havoc, do you know how many people are listening right now? Like,
absolutely none. Does that count?
Yeah, I say fuck them. Two fingers.
Fuck are you calling?
Yes, it works.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And the host is notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Hey, can I be the host? Can I be the host for a minute?
No.
No.
Oh my God. We echo through hell. Fuck
annoying.
You, devil.
That was fucking fun.
Why was that fun?
I don't know, it just was.
You know what that reminded me of?
An echo?
Yeah. Don't panic. Don't panic. You schizophrenic. Don't panic.
Don't hurt yourself.
Wake people up.
Don't you wake people up?
Never mind.
Well, I mean, Adam, you know, if you really want to wake somebody up, you can go to Ghetto's house. Go to his parents' room and just start being you.
What the hell does that mean?
I get shot.
It means Ghetto, more than likely Adam will probably be enough to scare the shit out of your parents and your dad. Well, especially your dad.
Man, they probably beat him up.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, they probably would, because they'd be asking for breakfast, man. They'd be like, yo.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yo, eggs sound so good. Eggs and sausage, dude.
Yeah, they'll get right on that.
It's cool, man. I had a friend of mine who, like, his parents were really, like, church-going.
That's his dad, all right.
What?
That's ghetto dad, all right.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Ghetto, man. Never told me he went to church.
I don't.
I think I can tell. You see all those pictures you put up on your Facebook, man.
So you're saying
what?
Church people don't use that? You'd rather see small children? is that how you'll know I go to church then?
Can you smack small children?
No, I said if I start posting pictures of small children, will you know that I go to church then?
You just gotta think about that for like a second.
Yeah, give me a moment.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, apparently Chris is waiting. I just don't give a fuck.
Neither, honestly. Well, Adam's thinking, and apparently I'm waiting and Abby doesn't give a fuck. Neither do I, honestly.
Oh, that explains so much.
Back to the fucking catchphrase.
I'm saying, I smoke too much, man. Yeah, if you posted small children up on your Facebook page, I would probably not call you a churchgoer. I would probably call you a pedophile. Well, not a pedophile.
Well, isn't that what, you know, what most priests are?
That's a good point.
So, Ghetto, are you trying to say that Chris Pillen is a priest now?
What the... Ew, no.
Well, they have similarities, but as far as going to say he's working for the Lord, I don't think so.
It kind of sounds right funny up. The way you say it. Like, I don't know, man. I could see Chris. Well, I guess not, but I was going to say, man, I went to the gathering. I seen a lot of, we got a Juggalo church. It's actually, it's the church of the Dark Carnival.
No shit.
Yeah, people get married there. Like, people have their weddings there and stuff like that.
Yeah, like titties hanging out and everything, dude. It's so dope.
Yeah, my sister and my half-sister got married there.
For real?
To each other?
Huh?
To each other?
No. To her juggalo that she was with for like 7 years before they got married.
They still together?
Yeah.
That's because it happened. That's because juggalos worldwide know once you fall in love with a juggalette or a juggalo, you're always going to be together. Forever and always. Motherfucko.
That's not always Adam.
I disagree.
I do too.
I disagree as well.
I do not. You see, if I found out Ghetto G, Havoc, or Chris, found, or even Mandy, see, I'm going to say this because it's fucking me up, but fell in love with a juggalo, I would not let it happen. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Okay. I will stop you right there because of the fact of I know exactly what you're talking about, and it doesn't just have to be falling in love with a juggalo. You could also fall in love with a juggalette, and which I have.
Then it doesn't have to be a juggalette or juggalo either.
I'm bisexual, yeah, so it works.
You could always fall in love with a communist, but I think for the most part, we'd fall in love with juggalos and juggalettes.
Were you in Russia?
But that's my point. I wouldn't, I would cry. I would cry, man. Like, blood, tears, and everything, dude, all over the fucking floor and my toes and my feet and shit. Like, I would cry all over the place, dude, blood, tears, and shit, if I ever seen a juggalo and a juggalette break up, or a juggalette and a juggalette. Juggalo and juggalo, I would totally fucking give all honorable to if you broke up, because I'm not up for the gay marriage thing, but...
Oh, yeah, and by the way, you realize that Chris is in a juggalo, right?
Well, Chris is still the motherfucking homie of Juggalo Rat Radio, so he still counts.
I wouldn't go that far.
Chris, I'm going to find you a hot-ass fucking painted-ass fucking juggalette.
I'm pretty sure Chris wouldn't know what to do with a juggalette, even if he had one.
Actually, he dated one, thank you very much. Me.
For real? I could almost tell that. You know what? I thought that in the beginning.
Wait. Hold on. Y'all told us that nothing ever was there.
So pretty much they just lied.
Because if I recall, Mandy said, ew.
No, I've said multiple times, a couple of times, that he and I were together.
Yeah, it only took a while for it to finally come out. We had to fight you for it.
9 Megan Fox is a sexy ass MILF.
Trish, you fucking.
She has a kid?
Yeah, she has one kid.
Since when?
She has a son that was born in 2012, last year.
The fuck?
Who?
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Adele or Chris? See, I didn't know we were talking about Adele.
Did you say Adele?
What the hell?
I said Megan Fox, fool.
Negative.
Man, he wasn't even close.
No, hell no, he wasn't.
We're sorry, you're way off of where the subject was.
Okay, yeah, I'm in the box right now. I'm so far out of here, man. Fuck you, Natural Ice. Thank you, man. I'm so alone, dude. I'm like, I'm sitting in this room alone, and I'm like, when it goes quiet, I feel all, like, awkward.
That must happen to you all the time, though.
It does. That's why all I sit here do is fucking put ink to paper, dude. I'm like, my eyes are going all weird because of it. Motherfucker. I fucking love you.
You were just...
What the fuck?
Oh, that was fucking random.
Very random.
The fact that he's saying that he loves us, I'm scared now. Ghetto G, how do you feel about that?
I don't know how to feel anymore.
So you have become heartless, okay.
Yeah, about years ago.
However, a good thing about Megan Fox is you definitely get a fucking threesome with her.
Are you saying you would fuck her kid?
Oh,
that's fucked up, man.
No, I'm talking about the fact that she's bi.
Yeah, so is every other woman in the world.
Pretty much.
I'm just saying, you know, the fact that, if you're dating her, more than likely, you can definitely get a threesome with her and another chick that she's with.
call her up.
Let's call her up.
Yeah, exactly. How the fuck do you plan on doing that one there, Adam? Do you have the number for Megan Fox?
Why is he laughing?
I have no clue.
Neither. That's just weird.
To answer your question, Havoc, no, I don't. Which I did.
So how do you expect us to call her up if you don't even have that number?
Damn it. I don't know. I wish I did.
I'm just going to label this under fail.
Big time fail. Holy shit. Yo, they got a fucking new fucking Teenage Ninja Turtle movie coming out next year.
Run for your life.
For life. Dude, this guy Megan Fox is April O'Neil.
What?
April O'Neil? Like Ninja Turtles, April O'Neil?
Did I not just say Teenage Ninja Turtles? Were you not paying attention?
Well, I mean, that'd be a good reason to go see that movie and the Ninja Turtles, but I don't know. They really don't need another Ninja Turtles movie.
No, they really don't.
Well, who's telling me there's a Ninja Turtles movie out right now? Is there really? Or is
it... How do you not know who's talking?
It's a good point, man. Well, I'm saying, like, is there really a Ninja Turtle movie coming out?
Yeah, 2014. I just said this.
Holy fuck, my mind is blown.
You didn't have a mind?
Yes, because of that. Yeah.
Megan Fox as April O'Neil is what you're saying right now, right?
Yes.
Bisexual Megan Fox.
Oh, my God. Man, I'm going to slap you.
I didn't know she was bi.
Does nobody listen?
Apparently they don't listen.
I was away from the phone.
What the hell, man? This talking on the phone is pointless.
Dude, if I spent my life in a sewer with some fucking turtles that were overgrown, I'd probably be bisexual, dude.
Did you just say if you lived in a sewer with overgrown turtles, you'd be bisexual too?
What the fuck?
If I was Megan Fox.
That is kind of scary.
So are you saying you would keep a turtle?
Why don't you guys throw me in the box when it's a good time to throw me in the box, you know what I mean?
That's not anything to throw you in the box for.
If I could remember why I got thrown in the box last time right now, I would say it. I would do it.
Because you said a certain word there, fool. Said to me yourself.
I remember that. I don't want to go in the box.
No, you don't.
Damn it.
You know, one of these days I'm just expecting for your daughter to wake up and walk up to you and slap you across the face. But Daddy, what the fuck's the matter with you?
You gotta understand, man, if I was to sit here in my room and say pussy every day, it would be a whole lot different than saying the other word. It'd be like,
What was that other word
again? I ain't allowed to say it, man.
Okay, then you're definitely smarter. You're definitely smarter than Poo Poo Ninja.
Chris, what is your obsession with Poo Poo Ninja?
No, I mean, whenever we said something like, He said the other words. It's like, what was that word again? He just say it.
Well, it's funny how he doesn't even call him anymore, but yet you're still talking about him.
He loves him.
Apparently.
Yeah, fuck you, poo-poo.
What the hell? If that's pronounced that way, then my ninja name would be Jimmy.
Wow. That just sounds bad.
Like almost Jimmy.
So WrestleMania was pretty good then, huh?
Yes, Adam.
Adam's name would be Kalu.
I think my name would be Fogitfo.
Chris would be Miori.
Oh, fuck.
How the fuck do you say that and spell it?
I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's M-I-A-R-I.
I'm not even going to try and pronounce that. Mayara or whatever the fuck it is.
What the fuck are you on?
Me.
That's a good question. but no, it's this picture. It says your ninja name. And it's the, you know, first one. I don't even know if I did that right. I guess. I'm guessing it's supposed to be like the first and last name thing. But it doesn't say that on the picture, though. But that's what I'm just guessing.
Fusion. Yoda and that fucking thing becomes Gizmo.
So that last name that you have on your profile, Havoc, is that your real last name?
Which profile?
The one that has a last name.
Yes, that yes. Would be my real last name.
Well, then your name would be Rinrin.
I think he has it more than mine.
Rinrin Tin. Like Rin Tin Tin, but Rinrin Tin.
Oh shit, I found Havoc's picture.
I just wonder, whatever the hell it is.
It's a picture of Ninja Turtles with Lady Turtles.
Oh, of course, that's definitely his picture.
Of course, Raphael is like, you know, the pervert dude. He's just like, yeah, it was fucked. Man, bullshit, man. Video games make me violent.
Tall cans make me fucking drunk. Holy fuck. I need another $1.50.
What?
What?
I ran out my pennies, yo.
It's a picture of, I guess, his PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. PlayStation, insert disc, Xbox 360, insert money. That's pretty fucking funny.
That would be fucking dope, dude. If I could go to a hockey game and play Xbox 360 on an arcade fucking machine, yeah, that would be dope.
Hey, Chris, do you want an Assassin's Creed shower hood?
No.
You can look just like the guy from your game.
With Havoc one, I want to probably be a Call of Duty one.
What he does is I don't even play Call of Duty much anymore.
You don't? No, I'm just kidding.
We're all shocked.
Hey, Havoc.
Hey, Adam.
Do you got something on your soundboard? Do you got a, I think it's time on your soundboard?
I have plenty of things on the soundboard.
Have you heard the track, I Think It's Time by ICP?
Yes.
Do you have it on your soundboard?
No.
I can't think of a song that ain't fucking psychopathic, man. I'm trying to really learn. It's FKR. Do you got any FKR up on your fucking soundboard, man?
I got one track. That's by Rise and Co.
Would you fucking play it, dude? What is it?
Track is called Bite.
You gotta get that Ready or Not shit up on there, because I'm telling you, man, that is a badass fucking track.
Yeah. Damn, fucking email on my ass. Reverbation, recent activity. Well, that's definitely a perfect fucking name for somebody, especially after fucking everything that went down yesterday or the day before in fucking Boston. Perfect name for a band, Dive Bomber.
What the fuck?
I was in tears, dude. Like, literally fucking pissed me the fuck off, dude. It made me so fucking angry. I was so fucking heated.
Man, you're a child.
Dude, if I had a gun, I would fucking, and if I had money, I would buy a plane, and I would go fly to fucking Arabia, or where, Saudi fucking Arabia, or where the fuck they come from.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there because you are sounding like my dad, and I don't want to hear it.
No, I'm disconnected. But what I'm telling you is, I would fucking shoot a goddamn terrorist in the head.
No, I'm serious. You are sounding just like my dad. Don't.
Nope. Disconnected.
And the funny information is, the one Saudi Arabian guy who they tried to blame for it, they found out he has nothing to do with it. They already searched him and all that.
I bet you the guy who did it was the Arabian who was fucking dancing around fucking big homies.
No.
Well, okay, I can believe
I'm
that.
I'm hearing so many different stories about it. I'm just like, it happened. I'm sorry that it happened. Just let it go.
I mean, I'm just not really paying attention to it until they figure out whatever the hell happened and the FBI has the story straight or whatever the hell it is, which will probably take a month or two.
No, it'll take longer than that.
Yeah, the FBI is fucking geniuses, aren't they?
Yeah, no.
Of course. They're not.
Definitely, the main thing I've been hearing about it is that it was part of, like, the whole bomb scheme was, like, part of a drill that they're having that day while the Boston Marathon was going on. Dude. That's the main thing I've been hearing about it.
Man, you realize that's like Chris Logic.
And the only other thing I heard that was interesting was apparently the senator of Boston, whatever, got anthrax sent to him in the mail.
Somebody sent you anthrax to the mail?
The Boston mayor or whatever?
The Boston
no.
Marathon?
No,
mayor.
Boston
Anthony. Yeah, the mayor of Boston. To see, mayor of Boston, not Boston mayor.
The mayor of
mayor
Boston.
Mayor of Boston got
him.
Anthrax sent to him in the mail or something. Somebody.
Oh, well.
Do you realize how many anthrax scares we've had, or finally politicians had in the past 10 years?
I know. Like, when the whole thing on 2001 happened, anthrax happened, like, right at the same time.
Yeah.
They try and put together, even though I really think it had nothing to do with each other.
That's why I don't pay attention to politics anymore, because they just say what people want to hear, and they don't give us the truth.
Exactly. I just don't really care what the hell they're going to say. They just basically lying out their ass. Who the hell cares?
You want to know what I want to hear? I want to hear that they blew
it's
up.
It's still real to me.
I want to hear that they blew up the fucking Middle East with a big ass fucking nuke.
Wait a minute. Ghetto, what did you say?
I said it's still real to me.
Stand straight.
Since nobody's messaging me on Facebook, I'm going to close it down. And
Mixing Ewok and Yoda. And he becomes Gizmo.
No, that should be fusion there, Ghetto G.
No, that should be Star Wars and Gremlins.
Really?
Yeah, but what they're doing is the fusion dance.
Yeah, but I don't like that show.
Okay, big homie.
No, see, there's a difference.
It don't matter what it is, it just is a fucking difference.
He hates everything. I hate her. Dragon Ball Z.
Cheers.
He hates the prostitutes.
Did you just cheer yourself?
Yes, he did.
I knew you caught that.
Cheers. Jeez, man, you need to relax.
Yeah, you really do. Calm your pussy there, Adam.
Wait, he has a pussy?
I guess.
I still wish I had a pussy. No, my chair is loud as shit, dude. It's a big fucking heavy ass metal ass fucking chair, dude. It's so fucking heavy, dude. I tried moving it. I wake up the whole house with it, dude.
Yeah.
Adam, why don't I ever know what the hell you're talking about?
Because he mumbles most of the time.
I'm trying to I know what I want to say, and I can't say it.
Well, just say it, because we don't know what the fuck you want to say.
Because we never do, honestly.
Will you play that SKR track, Habit?
Did you just call me Habit?
It sounded like that, but I didn't. Cause I'm buzzing. I'm buzzing off this natural entry. Fucking talking.
Oh, I'll tell you how to pronounce my name correctly.
Oh,
no.
No. Did he really just say that? He went full gay right there. He turned into Fandango.
Wow.
Oh, here you go. Here's a nice page for you to go like. Jesus loves porn stars.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's all Chris out there.
Well, I liked it.
Awkward silence.
What's so awkward about this silence?
It's just awkward.
Why?
Because it is.
Why?
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 Oh my god. Oh,
why?
I gotta fix that. Shit.
Why?
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 Ow! I just pulled my hair.
Why?
Why?
All right, fucking record players. Shit.
Why?
My dragon is smoking a cigarette.
What, Adam?
My dragon is smoking a cigarette right now. He's a little black dragon, and he's smoking a cigarette.
Are you imagining shit again?
No.
Did you take your medication?
Like, for real?
Why?
Shut up, Chris.
Chris just was trying to make us mad.
Chris killed it.
Damn you, Chris.
Yeah. I think I just, like, fucking spaced out for the past 20 minutes, dude.
Well, welcome back.
And there's only 20 minutes left.
Oh. It's making me sad, dude. But you know what? You know what? When I watch WrestleMania tonight, I know
WrestleMania already passed. That was like last week.
Yeah, no, but my dad fucking recorded it because it cost $60. I paid $60, I'd record that shit too. But I know I'm gonna
envision. Did Chris do the same thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because
Chris is an idiot, man, a hypocrite.
Chris is the world's biggest hypocrite.
Yep.
sat here for weeks and said, "Say it's gonna be bad. I'm not gonna get it. I'm gonna get it." Boom. Watches it on his TV.
And the funny thing is, he kept making fun of me, saying that I'd probably get it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. He killed it.
And I regret getting it because it wasn't that good.
See?
I mean, it had these stupid matches, but not all of them were good.
We knew it wasn't going to be good.
Yeah, because,
I mean, we already knew John Cena was going to beat The Rock.
What?
Oh,
okay,
great.
I'm
you just ruined that for him.
Really? You thought The Rock was going to win?
I'm so angry right now. Like, I'm so fucking totally mad. Motherfucker. Fuck
just
you.
Just watch how stupid that match ended was.
I did not know that. I did not want to know that. Fuck off, John.
Oh.
Great. Now he goes from being Adam into Hulk Adam.
Oh. I'm so angry. I'm fucking heated.
Okay, we'll just watch it.
And then to make it more Sunset doesn't release
the
them
rock.
More.
Eyeballs. Motherfucking eyeballs. Okay, I'm back.
Can we blow up Psy? That way, you know, he can just be dead. I'm pretty sure Gilgi would definitely agree with me on that one.
On the what?
Blowing up Psy.
Sure, hey,
no.
Why not?
So that way, there's no more. No, there's no more Gundam stuff. Oh, shit.
Hey, Giggles McGee. I thought Giggles and put it in the penalty box.
Well, Chris, you know, you realize, you know, show's over.
We'll just give her 5 minutes when her tree turns.
Yeah, there you go.
Obviously, y'all cannot tell the difference between laughing and giggling. Like, for real.
Well, we have giggled a few times on the show, but we just ignore most of it.
Yeah, I giggled because Adam was being a dumbass.
No, you just admit it. You have 5 minutes in the box.
Well, actually, no, she gets 10 minutes in the box now.
Well, I agree with having.
Y'all are assholes.
Okay, Christine. Is that her word?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Chris. That's why she got 10, because she said y'all. And now she said it the second time. So
she said it again.
No, I only said it once.
No, you said it a second time.
Twice.
Do you want a Jesus bobblehead?
What the? No. I'll shoot it.
What the no? That was a nice way to stop herself from saying fuck.
Like I said, I'll shoot it.
Mandy, is this the same Mandy that was on here months ago that I asked, who is Mandy? Like,
No, this is a new one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we have a new Mandy every night.
Well, I wonder where these fucking questions come from, dude. Because I don't think... Damn you, Dragon.
You know what?
Puff the magic dragon.
Oh, God.
What's that, Chris? You want me to play that song for Mandy? Okay.
What?
Do whatever you want to do.
What's that? Puff the Magic Dragon.
Nope. This is from Chris to Mandy. Whenever it plays.
Whenever it plays.
Every theme.
I'm scared now.
I don't know who the fuck it is either. So.
Yeah, I'm scared now.
They don't want to play.
19 minutes later, we'll start playing.
Yeah, once I'm on board. You see what you did, Adam? You broke it.
You broke the soundboard.
Bastard.
Blame it on FKR.
Okay.
Can you do that? Can you play one track after the other track? Like, if you play his track, can you play FKR afterwards?
No.
I don't know why, man. I got to hear it, dude. I haven't been able to listen to it. All I can do is get on my fucking phone, and all I got is a fucking radio. I ain't got no fucking Wicked Shit or Serial Killing records.
Can we also do a comatose strike on the soundboard, Havoc?
What happened?
I said we also do have comatose tracks on the soundboard from STR.
What happened? I'm sorry, I was, you know, falling asleep.
He's talking about Razakel.
Yeah, there's one Razakel track, there's two comatose tracks up there as well.
Isn't comatose like an XSKR?
No, he still works on their label.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
No, we're just sitting up for the hell of them.
Fake.
I know Stitchmouth. I know Razakel. They've had so many motherfuckers signed to their goddamn label, dude. I can't even fucking count them.
Try to.
Yeah.
I've gotten to three, dude. That's about it.
You can only count three.
I remember. You got to remember. I've been down listening. I've been listening to them since I was 14, and when they first started, started on the internet, I should say, in the fucking internet community. And, that was Razakel. First off, it was Sigtanic. It was fucking motherfucking Razakel got signed afterwards, and they weren't dating at the time, but there was fucking Relic 187. I didn't like Relic. Relic fucking sucked a fat dick, by the way.
Well, then I guess you won't be stopping by Thursday.
You coming? Let me stop by. Is he really coming?
Yes.
Yep. No. M.N. Hunter.
No shit. Well, I'll show some respects then, dude. I'll show some fucking respects. But if he trashes on me, I'm going to wipe my ass on his fucking face.
Why would he trash you? He doesn't even know who you are.
He fucking made a diss track on my ass. Him fucking... There was like 10 fucking people. Everybody part of SKR made a diss track on fucking Freaks of the Graveyard. And they get a fucking... Every time I fucking hear them, dude, I start kicking wicked shit on their ass, dude. As opposed to fucking Sigtanic and Razakel, because I got a lot more respect for people who actually follow through with their fucking music.
What the hell is he talking about? So, that whole label attacked you?
Yeah, dude. I was 14 years old, and they got pissed off because I wanted to sign it because we fucking turned down SKR and Death Zone Records, who had... Jubes. That's all I fucking knew him by. His name was Jubes. And the guy fucking wanted to sign us too, like 2 days after I turned down SKR. And the motherfuckers fucking got jealous or pissed off or something. I don't fucking know what it was.
I'm sorry, were you talking?
Yeah.
Well, man, where the fuck have I been in for the past hour?
I have no idea. Sleeping.
All I remember while everybody was jerking their dick off on moonfruit.com to fucking when 9/11 happened and everything, I'm sitting at my fucking house contemplating some real fucking wicked shit down ass juggalo motherfucking to the heart, to the fucking bone, to the fucking tendons and the ribs. Fucking wicked shit. And everybody else is saying we're juggalo. We're juggalos, but we're not juggalos.
I don't think you can go any further.
They talk about raping my mother, and the last person who talked about raping somebody's mother in my fucking crew got put in ICU. So I'm still fucking waiting to hear that again. You know, whether it's from Relic or whether it's from fucking goddamn fucking...
I'm pretty sure they don't even remember who the hell you are by now.
No, they don't. No, they don't, man. Everybody... smoke so much goddamn weed these days.
Oh.
I don't remember who they are. Put it that way. I don't remember you. I remember you, SKR. Motherfuckers. Relic 187. Fuck off.
There's that fucking girl with that damn hash brown again.
What, you're going to get a hash brown baby? That's fucked up.
You guys
are
really going to have
this is a picture. Bomb goes off. Bomber blamed. School shooting. Guns blamed.
You guys are sure they're going to have Rally 27 on here?
Motherfucker,
yeah.
But yes, he'll be here Thursday. With Body Hunter.
Last time I knew Satanic was diffing off on his ass. Like, the last time I knew, he was actually saying how much everybody sucked back then in the label and how he had to kick everybody out because everybody sucked so bad.
Back then?
That's the last time I heard of fucking Relic 187. He's not part of SKR no more. Like, what's he running with right now? I'm just wondering. Like, I haven't been in the community.
He's doing, like, his own thing, and he runs on KM something label.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
AM something label.
But think of it like this. If it wasn't for Relic, there would be no SKR. He's the one who created it.
Yeah, by fucking threatening my fucking life. That guy said he was going to kill me. Fucker.
Calm your dick, dude.
You try not to remember things like that, but damn it, dude. After terrorisms and fucking people who suck each other's fucking dicks to fucking kill everybody in America, dude. You start remembering all the fucking
Adam, just shut up and calm your dick.
Calm your dick?
Wow.
Richard, calm down. Right now, Richard.
Who?
Dick. My bad, y'all. Fucking eyeballs, y'all.
You're damn right it's your bad.
What the hell is that?
Huh?
Okay, that was weird. Two of y'all did the exact same time. Like, huh?
What the hell?
Someone's up on the PS3. More than likely, you. As a matter of fact, you know, Chris always has this shit on mute.
What are you fucking talking about?
He said somebody go up on the PS3, and most likely you get him.
I'm not on my PlayStation.
I'm not on mine either.
I'm not on mine either yet.
Yeah, what do you mean yet? You're not even going to be on it ever.
No, I'm on it. But I'm just usually playing Bleach or God of War right now. Just so unless you finish those ones.
Yep.
Ow.
Ow. That's awesome. We said at the same time.
What?
No.
Yes.
How about whenever she hums that, we put it in the penalty box?
Damn it, Chris. You're going to get killed.
Can we get killed? I did that.
Yeah, she's gonna shoot you, fucking point blank in between your fucking eyes, there, Chris.
I probably get killed for that, but then again, she's in Texas, so who cares?
Oh, gee, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Welcome. Damian Sandow said you're welcome.
Thanks for pointing that out, Chris. Like we didn't know.
Does anyone speak Spanish or Latin?
Chris,
Havoc
not Chris,
speaks
what is
perfect
his name?
Spanish.
Havoc speaks perfect Spanish.
Really?
Yes.
That's for his...
Yes, count to 10 in Spanish for us.
Yeah, fuck you.
That's how I speak it.
And by the way, there, Adam, no one speaks Latin anymore. It's a dead language, fool.
Yeah, well, why does Ed Hardy got to put Latin all over his fucking layers and you never know what it says, but there's always hot chicks on it and shit? Like, I'm thinking maybe this chick is looking at me and saying, like, yo, I want you. She's saying, Dia de los...
I don't know what she's saying at all.
She's saying, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, I don't think she's saying that either. Unless it's Carrie.
Dude, I do. I gotta give it up, dude. Because fucking, damn it, dude. If Razakel drops another fucking album, dude, I'm gonna give it up. Because damn it, I really can't. I don't understand, dude. Like, SKR has fucking grown.
I don't either, dude. What up, dude?
Now you're saying they've grown and they only have 5 artists right now.
Yo. Well, I'm saying, like, their talents, dude, are just different, way different than what I was listening to on fucking moonfruit.com, dude.
Think somebody had a new word to say.
Yeah, let's see. What was the last time they added new artists on them there? I mean, they lost Concrete and Bloodshot.
I know, right, dude?
Dude, where's my car? I mean, all they have left is like Razor, Ruckus, Raz, Sick.
Yeah, dude.
Why are we even talking about this?
I don't know. Ask Adam.
What about Stitch Mouth?
Yeah, he's on there. And Coma.
Yeah. Okay, because I kind of remember what you're talking about. Who you're talking about now? He was actually one of the decent artists that started popping in right as I stopped listening for a while there. I fucking dude. I am, dude. I'm giving you that goddamn mixtape, and I'm going to give you a bonus fucking mixtape, too. That's exactly what I'm going to do. You need it. You deserve it. You motherfuckers deserve it. And after all the shit, you got to listen.
Shut the fuck up!
Music, bitch.
Wow.
Whoa, that was nice.
Damn. I didn't expect that to work.
That was great.
My bad.
That was very nice. You just need to work again.
Wait. Yo, this is funny as all hell. Again, I type in SKR. I find a Wikipedia thing for it. It says current artist. Comatose, then Razakel, Hermaphrodite, Satanic, Faggot.
Ha 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 ha. I found that a long time ago.
Well, I mean, you know, fucking Versico does kind of almost look like a dude.
Yeah, no wonder Sick dumped the other chick for her.
No.
The OG SKR chick.
Who the hell's that?
I don't even remember her name. She only had one song.
Oh, okay.
Well, that works out perfectly now, doesn't it?
But she wasn't even a one-hit wonder.
Who?
Thrilla or whatever her name was.
Wait, Thrilla, you said?
Yeah.
She's still around.
Ow! She's changed her name. So I don't understand why you would dump her for Roz, but whatever. That was his choice.
Oh no, what the hell is this page?
I don't know.
Well, since it's almost time to get off, I'm going to go ahead and hang up. I will call back.
You're going to hang up right